The woman we are looking at today was described by contemporaries and biographers as beautiful and charismatic. Others call her the most distinguished woman of the 19th century, or a heroine for our age. Her name is Josephine Butler. She worked tirelessly to help underprivileged women and children, and to gain higher education opportunities for women. As a pioneer feminist, she spoke out and sought equal rights for women in society and in Britain's laws. Josephine's maiden name was Grey, and she was born in 1828 in Northumberland, on the east coast of England. Her father was well off, and a cousin of English Prime Minister Charles Grey. In 1852, at the age of 24, she married George Butler, at the time a tutor at Oxford University. George later became a Christian clergyman. They had four children, but the youngest died in 1865, aged five. Husband George took up a position as the headmaster at Liverpool College in 1866, and so the family moved to live there. Josephine threw herself into helping vulnerable women. She visited the local workhouse in Liverpool, rescuing many young girls and either finding them homes or taking them into her own household. Josephine also felt called by God to set up her own refuge to care for these disadvantaged women. So she set up a refuge and a workshop. In the workshop, the women made envelopes to earn enough money to support themselves. Josephine headed a committee aiming to improve higher education opportunities for women in the Liverpool area. She and her husband were active in pioneering a scheme of adult education lectures. This contributed to the founding of the university in Liverpool. She persuaded Cambridge University to allow women's admission to study there and to set up a college, Newnham College, exclusively for women. She also campaigned on the issue of child prostitution, which was rife in London. She was part of a group which forced Parliament to raise the age of consent from 13 to 16. Her role in this campaign was featured recently on the BBC television series The British. In the 1860s, Britain passed a number of laws called the Infectious Diseases Acts. On the surface, these were supposed to limit the spread of venereal disease amongst sailors, soldiers, and prostitutes. In practice, they legalized prostitution. Any woman could be forced to undergo intrusive internal examinations at the whim of policemen and magistrates. The acts were administered by groups of plainclothes policemen whose job was to keep the women in their area under surveillance. They harassed prostitutes and working-class women, many of whom were vulnerable and illiterate, with no knowledge of their legal rights. Many women found themselves forced into a life of prostitution with no escape. There were no examinations of men. The laws were ineffectual. Josephine led the campaign to repeal these laws. She believed them to be discriminatory against women, blaming women totally for the disease problem. As a passionate Christian, she abhorred the prostitution, believing it to be sinful, but she also believed the women were exploited victims of male oppression. Her public speaking and efforts were finally rewarded with the repeal of the laws in 1886. Josephine then continued the campaign in India, where women were being virtually forced into prostitution by the British Army. Laws which, in effect, also enslaved women into prostitution in Switzerland, Holland, Norway, France, and Italy were similarly repealed or reformed because of her influence. Josephine Butler's writing promoted social reform for women, as well as education and equality, and was widely distributed. Her most famous publication, Personal Reminiscences of a Great Crusade, was written in 1896. Josephine Butler died in 1906 at the age of 78. An obituary in the Times described her as an almost ideal woman, a devoted wife, exquisitely human and feminine, with no touch in her of the woman of the platform, though with a great gift of pleading speech, with a powerful mind and a soul purged through fire. Josephine Butler is pictured on a stained glass window in the Lady Chapel at the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool. She appears alongside Queen Victoria, Elizabeth Fry, and others. We salute Josephine Butler, a 19th century Christian who made a difference and set the feminist movement on its course. Christians.